Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there's a very favorite liberal slogan that has been rejected, officially rejected, by somebody who counts, by most estimations, as America's very favorite liberal or left-leaning progressive. I don't know how you want to describe it. But that slogan, liberal slogan, rejected by, yes, former President Barack Obama. And now he's attacked by people even further left than he is. How is that going? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking with Heather McDonald, who is the author of The War on Cops, about the real cost of making war on the police and of trying to eliminate funding for police departments. Who pays most of that cost? No one pays more than communities of color who have all the reason in the world to hate the drive to dismantle, cripple, or undermine our federal police departments. There's also news that capitalism is working. A very major, prestigious American company is moving from a anti-business state, probably America's most conspicuously anti-business state, to a pro-business state. Should that be a surprise to anybody? We will talk about the big news today about the movement of Hewlett-Packard, which, of course, is one of Silicon Valley's pioneering companies. Say farewell to Silicon Valley. We will get to that also on the Medved Show. But we do need to continue a little bit on the ongoing news about the election. Because the election now, it's a month ago. It's 4 weeks and, because today's Wednesday, 4 weeks and an extra day. Usually you get a pretty clear indication of what happened in election the day after the election, and we did in this one too. But we have an unbelievable number of fights still going on about the election, and partially we have a great deal of fighting going on and spending of money and riling of emotions because the election isn't over. We still have two crucial senatorial elections that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. If the Democrats win both of these seats, it's going to be disastrous for the country and for the Republican Party. And that's why I think it's so important for Republicans, particularly Republicans in Georgia, but really Republicans across the country, to come together and to confront the future honestly, not through the haze of some kind of a truly ridiculous conspiracy theory. There's a piece about this. I'd mentioned it before. Paul Gosar, who's a very conservative, very, very, very pro-Trump member of Congress from Arizona. Paul Gosar sent out a tweet, which is kind of surprising, and it's become very controversial. What his tweet says, and I'll read it to you exactly as he put it out. Congressman Gosar says, "The America First agenda is just in its infancy. There are 75 million of us." Actually, according to the most recent count, 74,078,000. Just over 74 million, but still, it's a lot of people. "The America First agenda is just in its infancy. There are 75 million of us." He means the people who voted for President Trump. "Also, did you know some Japanese soldiers kept fighting for decades after the war?" Really? He wants to Gosar included in his tweet a screenshot from a Wikipedia page for Teruo Nakamura, who was an Imperial Japanese Army soldier who did not surrender until 1974, which was 29 years after the end of the hostilities in 1945. Now, is Congressman Gosar saying that's admirable? And yes, there were all kinds of Japanese military. I remember being very amused of this about this when I was a kid, because I was born after the war and learned about the war, of course, as something of ancient history, all of which my father had participated in. He'd been in the Navy in the Pacific. But the idea that there were in the 60s and through the 70s, people who came out of remote jungles in New Guinea and elsewhere who were Japanese military who had not been informed that the emperor had surrendered and didn't know anything about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Japanese who fought on for decades after the war, they didn't do so because they refused to surrender. They did so because they didn't know what the hell was going on. They were removed. Is Congressman Gosar saying it's an admirable thing that we should isolate ourselves in the jungle somewhere and not recognize that the world has moved on beyond this particular fight? And if you want to believe in what Congressman Gosar calls the America First agenda, how are you helping anything to continue at this rate, divide the Republican Party, and undermine any chance that President Trump might have for making a comeback in 2024, which is something that I've been talking about here, and the likelihood that he would do that. I've been talking about it for close to a year, since last January. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Today, Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, Brett Raffensperger, was asked about the comments by Gabriel Sterling, somebody who works in his office. And he talked a little bit today about the issue of fraud in Georgia, which everyone is so concerned about, and they want to throw the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, into jail? Really? Why? Here is what the Secretary of State, lifelong Republican, Brad Raffensperger had to say. Clip 5.
Yes, didn't know what Gabriel Sterling was going to say yesterday, and that had our full support. He spoke it with passion, and he spoke it with truth. And it's about time that more people are out there speaking with truth. Perhaps wasn't the exact wording that I would have used, but you caught the essence of it, and he has my full support. I think we have a tremendous team. But also, Attorney General Barr has stated that he and the Justice Department, this is President Trump's Justice Department, has seen no widespread fraud. They have had multiple investigations like us, and our investigators have seen no widespread fraud either. Even after this office request that President Trump try and quell the violent rhetoric being born out of his continuing claims of winning the states where he obviously lost, he tweeted out, "Expose the massive voter fraud in Georgia." This is exactly the kind of language that is at the base of growing threat environment for election workers who are simply doing their jobs. We will continue to do our jobs, follow the law, and follow the process.
Okay, he referred to Attorney General Barr. There is an epic-making editorial that, honestly, every patriotic American should read in the Wall Street Journal. Again, not a liberal newspaper, a pro-Trump newspaper, a pro-Republican newspaper, the Wall Street Journal. Their editorial is about Bill Barr, the Attorney General. And they write, "Mr. Barr told the Associated Press that allegations of particularized fraud, with some that potentially cover a few thousand votes, are being explored. But President Trump is down by 150,000 votes in Michigan, 80,000 in Pennsylvania, and 20,000 in Wisconsin. As for the idea that voting machines were compromised, Mr. Barr said, well, we'll get into that because the feds are investigating. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And with everybody getting ready for the Christmas holiday, Hanukkah coming up a little bit earlier this year, with all of that going on, you should be prepared for some of the big new Christmas movies that are coming up. There are two new Christmas movies that I just saw, we'll be reviewing on Friday. One of them, what's, I guess, kind of meant to be a Disney princess movie. It's called Godmothered, and it's about a godmother who comes back to help a latter-day princess played by Isla Fisher. And then another movie with some very politically correct themes, very, called The Happiest Season, also a star-studded film. We'll be reviewing those on Friday. You can sign up for our newsletter. It's completely free, and it comes out every single week with five, yes, that's right, count them, five different movie reviews attached, where you can actually hear some clips from the movies under consideration. Check it out, we will go to that. Apparently, the President Trump just spoke from the White House, and I had been unaware of that. I have not heard what he said, but it is about this election issue. So out of respect and partially because I myself am very eager to hear what the president had to say, let us, if we can, go to hear some of the very latest from the President of the United States speaking from the White House. Let's go to clip A there that just came in, Jeremy, if we can. That's number 21 soon. And we can go there. This is Brad Raffensperger again from this morning. He being the Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, again, lifelong Republican. Here is what he had to say to his fellow Republicans. That would be clip six.
I'm grateful for all those who serve their communities. I want to extend grace to those that seemingly have hate in their heart. We've all been through an awful lot. As many of us have said, we wish that our guy would have won the election, but it doesn't look like our guy has won the election, and it looks like Vice President Biden will be carrying Georgia, and he is our president-elect. I encourage all of you to stay engaged, advocate for your values, policies, and goals you believe, argue, persuade, and engage, but do so peacefully. We are a nation of laws and not of men. We have to remember that we have systems and policies and procedures and institutions that have served us well. We do well to secure, protect, and enhance those institutions to further protect and defend our Constitution and our nation.
I think that's well said, and it's important. I was sharing with you what the Wall Street Journal said about Bill Barr, who again has said there was no fraud anywhere, evidence of fraud, that they were able to find. He said that as for the idea that voting machines were compromised, Mr. Barr said the federal government has looked into that, and so far we haven't seen anything to substantiate that. The whole idea that the machines were made in China, it may be that some parts in the voting machines were imported from China as they were from various places, but they weren't assembled in China. It's not a Chinese company, Dominion. And the one thing that I think is extraordinarily powerful evidence, and please listen to this, those of you who may be wondering, well, can we take this vote in Georgia seriously? They've had two recounts now. And the recounts, they did a hand recount. And the way that the machines work in Georgia is after you vote, you leave the voting booth, and a ballot is printed out. Doesn't have your name on it. It's just printed out. What is very clear that the voting machines were actually working, there's nothing weird, is the ballots that were printed out had very minor differences, literally just dozens of votes that people totaled up when they counted those ballots, paper ballots by hand. The printouts, that the totals were almost identical with literally just a dozen or so votes off with among millions and millions of votes. They're almost identical to what was registered in the machines. The machines were not misfunctioning. They had not been used to flip votes. It was the same as came out by the hand ballots. Do we have those clips ready to go, Jeremy? clip 21A? Great. Let's go to 21A. This is President Trump speaking from the White House in what he called the most important speech of his life. This is the President of the United States. Listen.
Thank you. This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks, and months. And lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege.
And he goes on to add the following. Again, I was on the air. I did not hear the speech live when it came out. This is how he followed up about the so-called results of the election. President Trump.
For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered. And perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
Okay, so what happens next? We'll get some responses to President Trump's speech, what he calls the most important speech he's ever given. We will get to that and more coming up.
Michael Medved.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is continuing to fight the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
He's created the greatest testing system in the world. He gave a press conference about 2 weeks ago, I believe, on the vaccine, which he has done at warp speed because he's torn down bureaucratic barriers.
McEnany, holding a White House press briefing, continues.
He's done, I don't know how many coronavirus task force briefings from this podium, but the work he's done speaks for itself.
Former astronaut Mark Kelly is now the junior senator from Arizona.
that you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show. The President of the United States just spoke, and apparently he is determined to pursue his legal remedies, such as they are. People who are concerned, apparently. It was released straight to social media, complete with charts and graphs, and claiming thousands of glitches in voting. The Wall Street Journal addresses some of this. It's fascinating to me that the speech came out the day after the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, who has supported President Trump on everything. He certainly supported him on the Mueller probe and the report of the Mueller probe, where Bill Barr summarized it before it was to be released, and a strong supporter of the president, as you would expect, appointed by the president to succeed Jeff Sessions. You remember, who was a prior attorney general who ran into trouble with President Trump. But one of the points that Bill Barr made is that they basically have been following all of this up at the Justice Department and at the FBI, yes, and at our national intelligence agencies to try to look to see if there was foreign interference or hacking or manipulation of machines. There is no evidence of it. And pro-Trump judges appointed by President Trump have thrown this out of court very consistently. And in just a brief excerpt of his speech that I heard, the president was ridiculing the fact that the election is taking weeks. Today is 1 month and 1 day after the election. It didn't take that long, frankly, before the indication was very clear that President-elect Biden had carried the states that would be necessary for his victory. There are several states that have been very close, that have gone through recounts. They've had recounts, one of which President Trump paid for, $3.5 million in Wisconsin. Yes, Wisconsin carried for Biden, but narrowly. They've had two recounts now in Georgia. Yes, Georgia carried for Biden. And the idea that there's something extraordinary about this election, something weird about it, something strange about it, is just not supported by the evidence. Here's what the Wall Street Journal says. They quote President Trump saying, "I got 74 million votes, the largest in the history of a sitting president." That's true. It's 11 million more votes than Trump got in 2016. He had more people who came out and voted for him. Yet he lost to Mr. Biden, who Mr. Trump said did not get 16 million more votes than Barack Hussein Obama. That's what Trump said. Well, he did get 16 million more votes than Barack Hussein Obama. And he got a lot more votes than Hillary as well. "There's nothing unbelievable about this," says the Wall Street Journal. "The electorate grows. Since 2012, the voting eligible population has risen by 17 million, according to estimates by the U.S. Elections Project. Turnout in 2020 was historic, helped by expanded absentee voting. If enthusiasm was also high, perhaps it's because Donald Trump has been a polarizing president, and he drove Democratic as well as Republican turnout. As for the failure of bellwether states, they're predictive until they're not. Florida and Ohio have trended red for years." And yeah, they voted for President Trump, and it wasn't even that close in either Florida or Ohio. But that doesn't mean that President Trump automatically carried Michigan, where he lost by 154,000 votes. Concerning poll watchers, Wall Street Journal points out judges have dismissed affidavits submitted by the Trump camp as, quote, rife with speculation and guesswork and, quote, inadmissible as hearsay. Other claims made in public circulate largely without being tested. A poll watcher from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, alleged last week, without giving any evidence, that 47 USB cards used in the election are missing and they're nowhere to be found. Where's the proof? Quote, "We are aware of these allegations," says Lauren Hagan, the chief elections clerk in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. "They are false allegations. All votes on all scanners have been accounted for." The idea that minor irregularities or complaints amount to a massive conspiracy to defraud the electorate? Concerning Dominion, on Sunday, just a couple of days ago, Mr. Trump called Dominion voting systems used in dozens of states garbage machinery. But the totals from Georgia's hand recount, as I mentioned to you, closely match the results from its scanners. How does Mr. Trump explain that? In an op-ed for These Pages, this is Wall Street Journal, Dominion's CEO denied the bizarre claim that his company is tied to Hugo Chavez. Third-party labs, he said, perform complete source code reviews on every federally certified tabulation system. The Wall Street Journal concludes, fighting such claims is like whack-a-mole. No, Pennsylvania didn't count more mail votes than it sent out. No, Wisconsin didn't have 89% turnout. No, several states did not simultaneously quit counting ballots on election night. No, ballots in Arizona filled out with Sharpie markers were not discounted. They were never discounted. In an election with 155 million voters, there are no doubt irregularities and maybe some fraud. But for Mr. Trump to win the Electoral College, he'd need to flip tens of thousands of votes in multiple states. At least three, probably four states. Wall Street Journal says, we're open to evidence of major fraud, but we haven't seen claims that are vaguely credible. Now comes Mr. Barr, who has no reason to join a cover-up. He likes his job. He wanted Mr. Trump to win. That way he could have kept his job for another 4 years. As the election timetable closes, Mr. Trump should focus on preserving his legacy rather than diminishing it by alleging fraud he can't prove. So writes the editorial page of Wall Street Journal. And Mark Thiessen, another very strong supporter of President Trump, has a brand new column that says Trump risks a GOP disaster in Georgia. President Trump says he is focusing 125% of my energy on changing the results of the 2020 election. He is fixating on the wrong thing. Not only is this quixotic effort destined to fail, it could very well hand Democrats control of the Senate, and with it unchecked power to enact a socialist agenda that Trump will be hard-pressed to reverse, even should he win a second term in 2024. I would also suggest that by taking this extremely strong stand against the validity of this election, that President Trump is damaging any chance he would have of actually making a successful comeback, especially when he attacks his fellow Republicans, including Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of the state of Florida, as an enemy of the people. The people don't like high taxes. People don't like lots of regulation. And that's one of the reasons that Trump has been a relatively popular president for most of his term. And it's also one of the reasons that a major company is relocating. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
British authorities authorizing a vaccine in Britain, well-tested vaccine to deal with COVID-19. And yes, there is real hope that we will be able to get our vaccines out to the people who need them most, particularly the people on the front lines of battling this pandemic. And then people who are most vulnerable to COVID-19. That should be happening before the end of the year, maybe before Christmas. But there's also other breakthroughs that have occurred around the world, particularly involving high-tech robotics and artificial intelligence. For instance, the startup of the week for our crowd, the company where you can invest in some of these exciting startups, these high-tech breakthroughs. The startup of the week is a company called Diagnostic Robotics, which basically uses robotics to help make more accurate, more quick, more foolproof diagnoses. You can read all about it. It's in the information that you get from the Our Crowd newsletter. It's completely free, costs nothing at all, no obligation, but gives you some insight into some of the opportunities that you may have to invest in some of these exciting technological developments. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Go to michaelmedved.com and go to Our Crowd. Look at the banner for Our Crowd. That's my brother's country company, headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel. And check it out under Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. All right, there is one company that is not moving abroad, but it is a company that's leaving its origins. Hewlett-Packard was one of the groundbreaking, the pioneer companies that made Silicon Valley, Silicon Valley. It was started in a Palo Alto, California garage, not far from Stanford, by Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard. And HP, which is now Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Company, is moving its headquarters from San Jose, California, from Silicon Valley, all the way to Houston, Texas. Why? Well, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, was on CNBC this morning and gives us some insight as to why. Listen.
So we've been working with HP. We've been talking to the CEO as well as other officials with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and we've been working on this for a while. But, Becky, we got to put this in context so you can see what has been going on across the United States as well as across Texas, because it is this month that was announced Hewlett-Packard Enterprise moving its headquarters to Texas. It was last month that it was announced that the Fortune 500 real estate company CBRE moved their headquarters from California to Dallas. It is next month where the official headquarters opening of Charles Schwab will take place in Dallas, moving from San Francisco. And as you know, it was just a couple of months ago where we had the official announcement of Tesla opening up its Gigafactory here in the state of Texas. And as you might know from Elon Musk, their vision for Texas is far larger than just this one Gigafactory. And that's just a surface level of what's been happening in Texas during the time of the coronavirus. And so you see these businesses, they continue to go through this process of reimagining themselves in new locations where they're setting up for the next few decades. And Becky, then on top of that, as you all know, I've been engaged in discussions with leaders from the NASDAQ as well as a bunch of other trading companies. I had them over at the governor's mansion two Fridays ago where we went through the economics of how Texas is a far superior location and a far lower cost location for the NASDAQ and for the trading operations to be located as they build out for the next two or three decades.
Okay, this is powerful. And Greg Abbott, of course, is an extremely competent governor. He's one of the better governors in the country. And he has done a great job in sustaining and building this business climate in Texas. The Wall Street Journal reports that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise disclosed its plan to relocate as it posted fourth quarter earnings after a difficult year that generated a loss, highlighting its need to lower costs. The departure of a company so closely linked to Silicon Valley's origin story is a striking example of how an area once synonymous with tech innovation may be losing some of its luster. And part of what they are moving for is not only lower taxes, less onerous, less burdensome regulation. But HPE said it would see cost savings primarily because of cheaper real estate in Texas. Hiring is also generally cheaper, and it's less competitive than in California, meaning less competitive for a company. They can hire people more easily because more people are coming to Texas. Yes, including people who come to Texas from other nations of the world, which continues to be a strong factor in driving the American economy. Startup chiefs, executives, and employees have fled the San Francisco Bay Area, reports the Wall Street Journal. For cheaper locales since the coronavirus pandemic has led to remote working conditions. In other words, you can say, well, I sure love living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and somehow Houston is just not as appealing in the landscape and as cosmopolitan. Okay, you may believe that. You can continue to work at home, many of the individuals. But the loss of an offspring of one of Silicon Valley's forefathers, writes the journal, is a more somber indication that the region no longer has the gravitational pull for both large and small tech companies it once boasted. Texas, and particularly Austin, has attracted more technology companies and startup development in recent years, offering lower taxes and less regulation than California, and much more affordable real estate. And they point out that also Tesla was locating a big new factory down in Texas. What does all this mean? All this is something that national policymakers are going to have to look at when they're talking about getting the American economy started again. If you want a truly flourishing economy that business flocks to, that people flock to, one of the things about the reapportionment, this is going to be the first time in the history of California. The first time in the history of the states, California became a state in 1850. And in all that time, every 10 years, California has gained in terms of population. this year, California still gains in terms of population, but largely because of immigration. In terms of people born here in the United States, there are more people leaving California now than coming to it. And as a result of all of that, California is going to lose one or two congressional seats. Now, this is even if that fairly quixotic effort by the Trump administration to change the basis for apportionment. It says in the Constitution of the United States that the number of congressmen apportioned to a state should be based upon all persons living in that state. Doesn't say citizens. Doesn't say taxpayers. It says all persons. And as a result, I don't think that the legal fight that's going on right now about the census to try to get people to only count people who are actual citizens of the United States or who are legal residents of the United States for apportionment, I don't think it's going to work. And even if it doesn't, California is going to lose representatives. If it does, if California doesn't get to count people who are here without legal standing, California wouldn't lose one seat or two. It could lose four. So, again, for Gavin Newsom, he can eat out all he wants at the very expensive, fancy restaurants that he seems to favor. But you've got a problem in your state where some of the most entrepreneurial people and the people who may have gone to school in California are deciding to move their businesses elsewhere. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit with Heather McDonald about the whole concept of defunding the police. Why is that directly related to the rise in crime we're seeing around the country? She's the author of the best-selling book, The War on Cops. We'll also be speaking with the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, about the rush to get Congress finished with everything it needs to do. How is that going to work out in terms of a defense bill in particular that's held up over an issue of Confederate names on bases? We'll get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The country and cold.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.